I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical. Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich saw himself as a Soviet man first and a composer second. He felt that it was his duty to compose music for his countrymen that reflected the heart of the Soviet ideal. He left behind 15 symphonies and 15 string quartets that stand as some of the most influential works of the 20th century. Dmitri's mother was a professional pianist, and she began to give him piano lessons at the age of 9. By the time he was 13, he was accepted into the Petrograd Conservatory, where he studied under the watchful eye of Alexander Glazunov. During his schooling, Shostakovich helped to support his family by playing the piano for films at the cinema. He found early success as a pianist and composer, competing in the Chopin contest in Warsaw and premiering his graduation piece, Symphony No. 1. Shostakovich also excelled in music written for the stage, with works for opera, ballet, film, and plays. However, he began to receive criticism early in his career. His music deviated from the traditional Russian masters and embraced the dissonance coming from Western Europe. In 1936, an article in the Russian magazine Pravda called his music chaos, coarse, and vulgar. The Union of Soviet Composers denounced modernism, especially in the works of Shostakovich. His response was in the form of the Fifth Symphony, a return to tradition that once again endeared him to the Soviet government and its people. When Germany invaded the USSR in 1941, Dmitri was trapped in Leningrad at the beginning of its long siege. There he began to compose his Seventh Symphony, dedicated to that city and its people. This work spread around the world as a global declaration against Nazism. In the next year, it received 62 performances in the United States alone. After the war, Shostakovich, along with Prokofiev and Khachaturian, faced the Zhdanov Decree, which denounced his music yet again. This time, Shostakovich made a full apology for not following the will and taste of the people and vowed to compose as the party decreed. After Stalin's and Prokofiev's death in 1953, Dmitri continued to toe the party line, denouncing the avant-garde and dedicating the majority of his work to the Soviet ideal. In the next decade, his health began to fail as he faced heart disease and arthritis. Yet he continued to compose. He declared that his 14th symphony was an outright protest against death. However, death claimed him in 1973, just before his 69th birthday. Find out more about Dmitri Shostakovich and follow the timeline at vpr.net/timeline.